Mike Tegubin. Hello, friend, and welcome again to a few moments of Bible study together as we consider the bread of life, the Lord Jesus Christ, and the word of life, God's written word. And, of course, Christ is the living word. And so I welcome you to a few moments of Bible study together again. And I trust you have your Bible or New Testament and can follow along with us. We'll be beginning our study in Ephesians chapter 6. But to start with, let me remind you of 1 John 5:4. And for whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world. And this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. Remember, the believer has three enemies, as we have previously seen in Ephesians chapter 2. We have three very real enemies. Ephesians 2, verse 1 through verse 4. You hath he quickened or made alive who were dead in trespasses and in sins. Where were we dead? In our spirit. We were dead in trespasses and in sins. That's where we get our identity, remember. It's in our spirit that the believer gets his identity. And that's the place that the sinner is identified. That's his true identity, spiritually dead and separated and apart from God. So every individual on earth is in one of those two categories, either spiritually dead or spiritually alive. Either a sinner or a saint, either a child of Satan or a child of God. And so, beloved, you hath he made alive, quickened is an old English word, quickened who were dead in trespasses and in sin, wherein in time past you walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that now worketh in the children of disobedience, among whom also we all had our conversation or manner of living in time past in the lust of our flesh. Those are the three enemies, beloved. The world system, Satan, the prince of the power of the air, and the flesh with indwelling sin. And these are the enemies that we have to do battle with. So, beloved, we're in Ephesians chapter 6. And we're talking about the importance of being clothed with the whole armor of God that we might withstand temptation and overcome temptation. And so once again, verse 11, verse 10, finally, my brethren, this is Ephesians chapter 6, verse 10, be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. Put on the whole armor of God, and this is something you and I must choose to do, beloved, to clothe ourselves with the whole armor of God. Put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil, the wiles, the deceit, the cunning craftiness of Satan. Verse 12, for we wrestle not against flesh and blood. Satan would make you think that people are your enemy. That's a part of his wiles, beloved. That's why we must know the truth. That's why God's word is so essential, knowing the truth. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in the heavenly places, or the high places, or the spiritual realm. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God. Take it, beloved, and clothe yourself with it by faith. By faith. Faith is the essential element. By faith we put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, the day of attack, and having done all, to stand. Stand, therefore, having your loins girt about with truth. And remember, Paul is chained to a Roman soldier, and he sees the armor of the Roman soldier, and this is what he is using as an illustration for the whole armor of God, that which we need in our life that we might stand against the enemy. And so our loins gird about with truth, beloved. The loins of our mind, we're told in Peter, that the loins pictures the mind. And so our mind gird about with truth, are surrounded with truth, and God's Word is truth. And that's why we must get into the Word of God every day. Satan, one of his wiles will be, you're too busy. One of his wiles will be, you've got too much to do today. You do not have time to get into God's Word. But, beloved, if you will honor God and obey Him, you will see Him stretch time. I mean, God can wonderfully allow things to fall beautifully into place when we're walking in obedience with Him. He can allow our time to not be wasted, like so many times we struggle with some problem or some difficulty, and we waste a lot of time. And, beloved, we can redeem the time when we obey the Word of God. And so getting into the Word of God for a few moments every day is essential. And spending time in communion and prayer with the Lord is essential. And I would encourage you to pray on the whole armor of God. This is one way you put on the armor, is by praying on the armor of God and asking the Lord to make this effective in your life. Put on the whole armor that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood. Verse 13, wherefore take unto you the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day. And having done all to stand, stand therefore, having your loins girt about with truth. God's word is truth. And having on the breastplate of righteousness. Righteousness is right emotions, beloved. The emotions of the Holy Spirit that He produces, the fruit that He produces, love, joy, peace, these kind of emotions surrounding our emotions. And your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Now again, you remember the Roman soldier had sandals that had cleats on the bottom so he could stand. And so the cleats that we have to stand with are peace, beloved, the peace of God. Now, beloved, Satan is going to attack you with fear. He's going to try to get you to run. He's going to try to get you to leave the battle and to not engage and stand against the enemy. And that's why we need the peace of God ruling in our life. God's peace ruling in our emotions. Don't allow fear to paralyze you, beloved, and to keep you from fighting the enemy. Oh, how fear can paralyze an individual. How fear can penetrate and cause us to flee, to run, to try to get away from the battle, to try to avoid confrontation, to try to avoid things that we do not like. Oh, that's fear. And we need the gospel of peace so we can stand against the enemy. And when it comes to witnessing, we need the gospel of peace to share with those that we come in contact with that are lost and headed for a Christless eternity and a real lake of fire. I've shared with you before about standing on the edge of a volcano in Hawaii and seeing the boiling, melted magma heated over 2,000 degrees Fahrenheit, and to smell the sulfur in the air, and to break out into profuse sweating from the intense heat. Oh, beloved, that is a little grasp, or a little picture, a little tiny picture that helps you to grasp what hell is like, and the reality of it, and the awfulness of it. And, beloved, that's where the souls of men, women, boys, and girls are headed without Christ. And so we need our feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace, so we will stand our ground, and so we will share Jesus boldly and not with fear and trepidation, but boldly declare the love of Christ. And do it not in a vengeful manner, not in a hateful manner, not in a harsh way, but in gentleness and in the fruit of the Spirit, in kindness and in the love of Christ, sharing the gospel of Jesus. Oh, beloved, the whole armor is so essential to have victory over temptation and to stand against the enemy in the day of attack. Above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith ye shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. Take the helmet of salvation. Remember, we have been saved from the penalty of sin. We are being saved from the power of sin. We are being saved right now from the power of sin. Oh, beloved, we're more than conquerors, Romans chapter 8 tells us. That's who we are. Live like who you are, beloved, not like who you were. Not like who you were trying to struggle in the energy of the flesh to do what's right. But claim the armor of God, and through the power of the indwelling Holy Spirit, I can do all things, Paul said in Philippians 4:13. I can do all things through Christ who strengtheneth me. He indwells us, and the Holy Spirit is the Spirit of Christ, Romans 8:9 tells us. And so we have the Spirit of Christ indwelling us to enable us to stand against the enemy in His mighty power, the power of the living Christ. And thus, beloved, the helmet of salvation. You have been saved. You are being saved from the penalty or the power of sin, and we will be saved from the presence of sin. God's going to give us a glorified body. This body is infected by sin. And we'll see that in Romans chapter 7, and just in our next broadcast, we'll try to get into Romans chapter 7 and briefly look at how indwelling sin is at work within our flesh. But, beloved, we have the indwelling Holy Spirit in our spirit to enable us to overcome the flesh with the temptations and the lusts that it throws at us and seeks to pin us down and make us ineffective in serving the Lord. Till next time, beloved, goodbye.